The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I am your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos, who has been here before. Good morning, Otto.
Good morning, John.
Thank you so much. Here. Terrific.
Fireplace is working.
Yeah, it's working nice. It's nice and warm in here. And our first guest today is Victor Caputo, and Victor is the Director of Public Relations at the Bryant Library in Roslyn.
I am, right down the road.
And the one I didn't know where this library was until we started talking about it this morning, and my daughter lives in Glenhead, and I drive my grandson to daycare, which is right by the firehouse,
right.
And I make that turn in the morning, not every morning, like once a week I do it. And that's where the library is.
That's where the library is. And if you go a little further, you're in the duck pond.
Right. I mean, it's a beautiful, the whole area down there on a sunny day.
It's beautiful.
We've never done it. I only go in the morning, but you could spend an afternoon there.
It's a beautiful spot.
I drove by it this morning also to get here.
Right. And we're not going to talk about the ambience around it. We're going to talk about the library.
Okay.
So welcome, Victor. I thank you very much for spending time with us here.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to start off with just tell us a little bit of the history of the library and how long it's been around and
125 years.
Is it really?
One of the oldest continuing libraries in Nassau County. We have one of the largest local history collections in Nassau County. It has a lot of rich history. We follow in the tradition of William Cullen Bryant, who was a poet, newspaper editor, and every year we have a William Cullen Bryant lecture that's sponsored by the Friends of Bryant Library. We do it in November to honor his birthday.
Okay.
And, you know, and the rest of the time we spend doing quality programming for people of all ages. We're a community center for Roslyn. We team up with neighboring libraries to provide programs. We team up with the town of North Hempstead to provide some things. We do a lot. We're a busy place for a lot of people.
The fact that you're 125 years old must mean you have quite a bit of good genealogy.
I think we do. The building is still standing. The building that we're in right now, it's a funny little story. That's actually a World War I memorial. When you go into our meeting room, years ago that was a World War I memorial. The library was where Diane's Desserts was. That when they built the viaduct, they had taken down the storefront there, and that was where the library was. It was, and William Cullen Bryant always wanted to have a reading room for Roslyn. That's how we really were established, you know. And then, you know, his daughter had helped establish us, and now here we are.
If people are interested in the genealogy part of it, I would assume they can go to the library.
They can make an appointment with our local historian. And what we always ask for people is to call ahead and make the appointment. A lot of people will buy the older houses in the Roslyn area and want to know a little bit of the history about those. So, you know, they'll make an appointment. We'll see what we have. We have all the old yearbooks. Mm-hmm. You know, some people might want to see, you know, Michael Crichton's yearbook, you know, because he had gone to Roslyn High School. And, you know, but we do have a lot of information that's in that room. And we bring it to the kids. We run through our children's department with the help of our adult reference. We run fifth grade class visits where we introduce the children to the Bryant room with the collection. And it's a great thing. It really is just it's a high point for us to have that room and that collection. And people love it. When we bring in a lot of authors, we bring them into that room just so they could see. You know, it still has an old card catalog in it. I don't know if you remember those. You know, so it's a great spot, and it just lends to the whole environment that we have there.
Yeah, that's a good question. What happened to all the old card catalogs?
I think they all got
cabinets.
Well, now if you go to the old like the restoration places, you could pay top dollar for them to have
get them. It's amazing.
It's funny, but you know, everything went computerized, which is nice. You know, it is nice. It's easier.
It gives
everybody the ability to reserve materials from home.
Right.
You know? So you don't have to come in and kind of scour through. But for our Bryant room, we do keep a card catalog there.
It just wasn't good for the 3x5 card.
That's
companies,
right. That's right.
Right. Exactly. Everybody suffers when something improves. Yep. It seems. One of the things that Project Independence, of course, is focusing on helping seniors stay at home, but giving them activities to do. I mean, we all need to be active.
You know, I say if somebody lives in this area and they're retired,
mm-hmm.
they can literally do something every single day. Some kind of either concert, current events lecture, educational seminar, yoga class, Pilates class, between all that, that seniors have available to them on a daily basis, between what the library offers, and not just my library, but Port Washington and Manhasset, okay. and you know all the libraries in the community, people can literally go somewhere every day, see a film. They can do, you know, from what the town of North Hempstead offers. It's just, I mean, what's available to them is just amazing. Really well, is absolutely amazing.
I think as a senior and who did use the card system mm-hmm. to find books, the image of a library that we had back in yesteryear is so different from what
it's
a
changing.
Library is today. I mean, it's like two different planets, really.
You know, it is changing. Technology has us changing, you know, but it's still the same place you remember. You know, you could still walk in and a librarian can help you find the materials you're looking for.
Right.
You know,
right.
if you're having trouble with it. There's still that one-on-one customer service. And what we have done, though, is we've tried to evolve to make us more of a community center. You know, so now we open the doors. If you're in a civic group and you need to hold a meeting somewhere, right. you can hold it with us. We've had to change. You know, everybody, you know, technology has changed and we've had to change. So, but we wanted to still keep the core values of what true library service is, you know.
Right.
And we find that people still come in. You know, I hear all the time, I'll go to different events and I hear, well, what do we need a library for? But you still do, you know, because we still have information that's correct. It's not like you can, you know, you Google something, you don't know where you're getting the information from, quite
right,
frankly.
Absolutely.
Could be from anywhere. But, you know, and we still offer that chance to have a discussion. You know, in this world now where everybody's texting or they're emailing, you know, there's that face-to-face is gone. But we, through maybe a current events lecture or even just seeing neighbors when you're standing online mm-hmm. checking out materials, you know, how are you doing? Or you come in, their group study projects, you know, for the teens and, you know, and book discussions. You know, people hold book discussions in their house, but they're held at the library all the time. Our librarians do this wonderful hot off the press where they take a book and they bring it to life, you know, through food and you know, they actually, you feel like you're living when the book has been written. It's just, and that happens every last Tuesday of every month. They pick
wow,
a different
smart.
Title,
okay.
and they
okay.
it's so. There's all kinds of things that are going on.
Now, you really do not have to be a resident of within the Bryant Library
no.
system, right? In order to use any
there are,
of this,
there are some things that we still have to have residency for, and that mainly focuses with the kids. Because when you're doing kids programs and, you know, events for children, they fill up very fast. And you just can't – you don't have enough space for
okay.
to
that
fit everybody.
Sense.
So, but when you're coming – for most adult programs, we open the doors to everybody, as most libraries do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether they have, you know, residents seated first or whatever. But it's – you know, we open the doors for everybody. I know in Bryant Library, we're just first come, first seated.
Right.
And the room holds at maximum 150 people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's never really a problem.
Is that like theater style?
We're not theater style.
Okay,
one of the libraries, Jericho, I believe, is theater style. They built a kind of a theater setup.
Syosset.
Syosset might be too.
Yeah, I was at Syosset recently. Yeah.
We have
Belmont also has a.
Their theater as well. You go in. It's just chairs that we set up,
okay.
and there's a front of the room where the piano sits, and that's where we conduct all our lectures.
A room to hold 150 people is a tremendous room.
It's a big room. It's a big room.
And like you had mentioned a little earlier in reference to community, I think that is significant with seniors because you can go in, have conversation, take out a book.
Right.
Even if you're just going for a book, you might bump into Otto, say. And then
right,
it's like,
right,
hey, what's
right.
going on? Next thing you know, half hour's gone by.
That's true.
Past some time of the day,
yep.
you're doing something.
And it's nice, you know, like for me, it's nice to see the smiles on people's faces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we do, you know, and if you can't get to the library, we have homebound service. So
wow.
we can bring the library to you. You know, people can call up and, you know, they just can't get in. And, you know, we can send them books, pick them up. We have, you know, that capability. We don't want anybody to feel that they cannot use us.
My wife is delivers books, if you will,
great.
In New Hyde Park as
fantastic.
A volunteer. And one of the questions I have is that like just according to each library?
Yes.
Or
it's a service run
so
by each individual library, yes.
And typically, like we've done it through Project Independence, actually, where if somebody calls up Project Independence, they actually have contacted my wife to bring books to people.
Yes.
And pick them up and deliver them or do whatever. But the people who she does it for love it.
It's a great service.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great. It keeps everybody connected.
Yeah.
You know, and it's nice. And we get compliments about it all the time. The volunteers we have that do it are just two wonderful people, husband and wife, and you know, and they love, you know, seeing everybody. And you know, it's done through our reference department. And it's just a great service. Just really is a great service that I always feel more people should take advantage of. And we try to get the message out there. But I'm sure even with the town, you find you're trying to get this message out about all the great things here. And it's tough because people have limited time. They're inundated with a million different things. But the homebound service is definitely a great service. Another one that we offer, which is fantastic.
Just one of the things just thrown in there is the 311 number for the town.
Right.
Because obviously, whether you want to book through Project Independence or 311 would send you to Roslyn if you're that neighborhood, are going to send you into Manhasset or send you into Great Neck. And so that's the importance of the 311 number. People shouldn't be home saying there's nothing to do. And you're saying there's so many programs. If they sent it over that way, somebody from Roslyn would say, listen, come in tomorrow afternoon. The book club or whatever the community event going on is tremendous.
Well, in New Hyde Park, for example, I don't know what day it is exactly, but they do show movies.
We do as well.
You have movies, you have book clubs, you have shows, you have all kinds of educational stuff, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we listen to the public, you know, if somebody says they'd like to see a certain program at the library, we try to accommodate it.
Right,
you know,
right.
You know, because for us, if it works, it works. You know, and if it doesn't, then we try something else. But we're always, it's that whole idea, that community center feel, that people have a voice and they have a say, and it's nice. And I think the town of North Hempstead, though, with the Project Independence, I have to say, is fantastic. I've attended the last two meetings. And I'm learning all the things that the town of North Hempstead does for its community. So I do think that that's a great program. And they're going to be at the library with us. They're going to be at the library on March 19th. Our newsletter hasn't come out yet.
Okay.
But representatives from Project Independence will be there at 1 o'clock to explain all about the services that are offered.
Oh, that's important. What date is that again?
March 19th at 1 o'clock.
March 19th. Yep. That's an important date then. I mean, that's it. And recently I met a woman and Mineola, it was, and she came to an advisory board meeting not knowing anything about it,
right.
And somebody told her about it, and somebody, you know, that type of thing, mm-hmm. And she came and you get involved, but to come to a meeting, you'll learn so much. I know they're having one in Great Neck soon also, just to keep the people up to date.
Every one of the seven regions, right, has a meeting every month for the advisory committee, which is anybody can walk in and go to this meeting. Like in New Hyde Park, it's the third or fourth Tuesday. I can't tell you exactly.
Right, okay.
It changes. We've actually had it in the library sometimes because we didn't have room at the Clinton Martin Park to have the meeting. So the library has cooperated and allowed us to have meetings there is a good example of what you said.
And we could do it relatively quickly when we do these meetings. I had somebody a while back who she was having a book discussion at her house, but with all the snow, she was afraid people parking on the street, somebody may fall, knew we, you know, was a longtime member of our library, and just asked if they could meet in our community room for an hour to talk about the book. And we were able to oblige, and it was nice. Nice community
service. If a
person's
coming in to do some sort of a community event, mm-hmm. is there a fee? Depending on what, or you like in this lady, did you turn around and say, yeah, it's $100.
If they're
$50
a resident,
or, no. Okay.
No. And quite frankly, we waive a fee most of the time because the people that are coming to use us are really not for profits.
Right.
You know, they're a civic, or you can't charge, really, to charge a civic organization to hold a meeting in their facility, I don't think would be right, especially when they're paying taxes to
it. Right, that's tremendous.
To do it.
So I had no idea, which is something people should know because if you come up with an idea,
yeah,
that's workable. They can give you a call. Right.
We occasionally have to turn down people want to have a wedding reception there,
well,
or whatever,
different.
Because just because of the duck pond and everything else, the ambiance of the room. But and you know they're always filming in Roslyn, so we occasionally they want to use our spot maybe to feed crew members or whatever. You know, when they're filming down in the park, and we may let the film companies do that for a fee.
in good weather, that is a beautiful location.
Yeah, so.
You're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're talking with Victor Caputo from the Bryant Library. We'll be right back.